Hi, Dailish. How are you? We're back again.
Good. Yep. We're back again. I'm having fun with teaching and explaining herbal medicine, and Kat is absolutely full of the joy with all of her equipment.
Tell us what you're talking about today.
So today we're going to talk about complexity and simplicity.
Okay. What's that all about?
Because I love that, even just that combination of both of them. Some of those complex things in life actually boil down to very simple things, and some of the simple things that we approach turn out to be very complex. And this is true of everything in life, I would say, including herbal medicine. One of the metaphors I keep coming back to with herbal medicine is onion layers. We have layers and layers and layers of influences on our health, layers of symptoms. Sometimes one is more predominant than the other. Sometimes we're relieved of one symptom and another one arises. We have a pain in our ankle that goes away. It comes back in our knee. So it's looking at the whole frame of the body. And onion layers are a useful metaphor for much of herbal medicine. One of the fundamental things, and just indulge me on this, is that it reflects embryology. Embryology, we all come from a nest of cells given to us by our parents. And we all have our first home in our mother's wombs. As the body forms with different layers of tissues, the ones that are formed from particular divisions of those individual cells, the daughters of those individual cells, always have a connection in the body. So there's a connection between the skin and the nervous system based on embryology. And if you ask anybody that you know who has eczema, they will tell you that when their nervous system gets agitated, their skin gets all red and itchy. So that's one of the most obvious ones. How we see Western herbal medicine has very much got away from observing those connections. I would say, to the extent that I was reading a health problem page in a newspaper recently, and somebody said that they'd had a series of sore throats, and then when they went away, they then got a skin infection. And were they connected? And the medical answer was, no, they're two separate things. And I'm going, that just doesn't make sense, because they are both manifestations of the immune system. But what we're taught in medical school and as doctors is we see these as two completely different conditions. If you have an earache, that's an infection. If you have a skin infection, that's a different infection affecting a different organ system. So I would say that the immune system is, you could think of it as an organ. 66% of it manifests in the digestive tract, which comes back to why the gut is such an important fundamental core for our health. There are connections between different organ systems and different manifestations of illness that reflect back to onion skin metaphor that often concur with embryological origins. That's just how my mind thinks, guys. But you might find it useful. The other reason why it worked for herbal medicine is often people come with one thing. It might be an autoimmune condition. And between what we do with the herbs and collaboration with their hospital consultants, all of that calms down. And the next thing, something else manifests. Or they might come with recurrent infections and that settles down. And the next thing, they complain of, painful joints. And I would see all of these things as being different layers that the body still has to heal. So the fundamental thing underlying nearly all of these conditions is inflammation. So the metabolic presentations can present in different organs, and they present as different depths of how severe the inflammation is. And it's something that I say to people, that if they come with joint pain and they, after 6 months treatment, they then have an irritated skin rash, that means that the onion layers are coming more and more towards the surface. So that's a practical application of it. The other practical application is that people might come with migraines, and we primarily treat the gut and also the antispasmodics and cardiovascular system, but an awful lot of it is from healing the gut and their migraines settle. Also managing hormone balance. So you're not treating the head, you're not treating the nervous system, you're actually treating an area where the inflammatory process is likely to be emanating from. So that's another one of the principles of herbal medicine. The other common thing underlying this inflammatory state, which presents in various organs and to different depths of layers, is relieving stress in relation to, of the person to their existence in the world is another layer. And I would say it's one that presents very, very frequently in my clinical room. That people are going through processes in their life cycle, in their work, in their family relations, in their disconnection from nature, I think is a big part of it. And they don't quite know how to place themselves in the world. And often days and evenings are filled with screens. And the physical aspect of their lives can sometimes be in a gym where they're still relating with machines. It is good. It's good. It's good to move. But I think we need a balance in these things. The other layer is of creativity. A lot of people are living very creative talents in their lives, but they're not actually expressing it. And this is another layer, a bit like an onion. So none of these things are complicated. The blend of all of them together is very complex. But I think we can see from this and from many other podcasts that I'll be doing in the future that digestion is core, okay? So you can imagine your digestion as the core of the onion. There's another aspect of increasingly pharmacological medicine is realizing how relevant the digestive system is to all of health presentations. And the relevance, it's not immaterial, the relevance of between 60 and 70% of the immune system actually lines the digestive system. So when you swallow, it goes down the esophagus, into the stomach, into the small intestine, into the large intestine, and out in your poo. So your digestive system and everything inside it is outside you. Took me a long time, even after I trained as a herbalist, to realize that's very simple. Katrina is killing herself laughing. But it is so relevant. So what's absorbed across the digestive tract wall is of absolute importance to your health. So maintaining a good barrier in your digestion is very important. But it's not the most important. And we've still got to realize this. Every indigenous medicine system in the world realizes this. It's taken me 20 years to realize it about herbal medicine. But then maybe I'm a slow learner. So you're dying to know what it is. What's more important than the digestion? Tell me, please. I'm dying to know. The heart.
Oh.
Did I hit the button?
You definitely did.
The heart is the heart of the matter. The heart is where we feed oxygen to our system, every cell in the body. It's the muscle that never stops. It is what tells whether we are alive or dead. We need our lungs for the oxygen, but without the heart, it's not going anywhere, guys. So with the onion, I imagine the heart to be the root where it's connected to the soil. And this is where we all need to maintain our connection with the natural world. Because we're continuous with it. We're not alone. We all live with 5 pounds of other organisms in our gut, another pound or two on our skin. So we are our own natural world and an extension of our natural world. And that needs to be in balance. We need a balance of helpful as opposed to unhelpful or even neutral bugs in our digestive system. Do you see what I mean? It's all very simple.
It is very simple when you think about it. My mind's blown.
But how complex is it?
It's unbelievable.
So this is why with herbal medicines, this is why I like the match between herbs and people. Because herbs are complex. If you look at your dandelions in your garden, and you mow them. You mow tall dandelions. You come back 3 weeks later and you mow shorter dandelions. You come back 3 weeks later and the dandelions barely go above the ground. There's hardly any stem because they know the mower is coming. You can harvest your plantain in a field when it grows nice and tall, or in the hedgerow. You can harvest it by the sea where it has a waxy surface to resist the salt. Same plant, same species. If you mow the lawn, they too, like the dandelions, will grow flat. So plants are complex and simple. So the simplicity I like about herbal medicines is I like the ones that grow local. I like the ones that suit any age. I like the ones that are inexpensive or that we can forage ourselves. And I like the ones that are plentiful. Who wants to go looking for the one plant in the woods that's tiny, that's good for all different things, but darn impossible to find, right? And there's very little of it, right? So that's a whole day's work for a tiny amount of plant. No, no, we want the local ones that there's plenty of. We also want ones that do lots of different jobs, right? Because that suits us as people. We don't want to be out collecting things that just do one little narrow action.
We wanted to multitask.
Multitask. So for that, we want the twofers and the threefers, even fourfers sometimes. Okay. So this is the best way of explaining this. I teach a professional herbal medicine course to Heartwood students. And when they're in about their third or fourth year of training, and believe me, it is very tough training, I say to them, and they're all getting worried about their final clinical exam. And I've done many a final clinical exam with students. And you're willing them to keep it simple and make it possible to pass them because they're safe to practice. And I say to them in their third or fourth year, you know what, guys, I can write your prescription for every patient that you will see for your final clinical presentation. And they're amazed because their heads are full of all the complexities, all the rare, all the hard to find, all the expensive herbs, the inexpensive herbs, a whole 100 materia medica of herbs. And I ask them to name what they think I will put in their prescription that will suit 90% of the patients that present in clinic. And I want to share it with you. They nearly always come up with the right answers. So chamomile, plantago, also called ribwort, nettles, urtica fall, but nettles are urtica fall, dandelion root, taraxacum rad, elderflowers or berries, sambucus, floss and fruct, calendula, which is marigold, marigold is calendula officinalis, mallow, which is Althea officinalis, and thyme, which is thyme officinalis. Many of you probably know many of these herbs. Some of them are in your cupboards. You don't know how helpful they are. So if I had all of those, you can use it in a tea, right? So if I had those herbs in a prescription for anybody up or down the country, provided they're not taking pharmaceutical medicines, and they might need individual advice. We have actions of calming, gut repair, liver stimulation and bile stimulation, repair of mucous membranes and nourishment of mucous membranes, hormone balance, lymph drainage, demulcent. Demulcent is like, you know, the gloop of porridge, which is very soothing for the digestive system. Antimicrobial, including antifungal, sleep promotion and anxiolytic, right? Relieving anxiety. So what kind of conditions do you think they might treat? So we have allergies, including eczema and asthma, digestive problems, including irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, diverticulosis, fungal infections, skin infections, autoimmune conditions, pain, chest infections, and did I mention other autoimmune conditions? Calming, gentle, healing, nourishing, draining, right? Eliminative and antimicrobial. Lovely. So you might go, right, Dilish, you've given us the cure for everything.
Yeah, Dilish.
And this is where the complexity and simplicity, because we're all complex and simple and we all need guidance and we all have particular quirks to how we're presenting things. So this is where I think of the triangle, which can be within a circle, you know, like Leonardo da Vinci, which is the heart, mind and spirit. So when you go to see your herbalist, you're going with your heart, your mind and your spirit. The heart represents the whole body because it's the core. Mind is that thing which goes like a washing machine and keeps you awake at night, along with lots of other useful things that it does. And spirit, which is about our connection, you know, within a wider sense of the world. So within that, we want lots of spices and flavours. We want to do as much foraging as we can. Now, by foraging, I also include earning a living. If we're not out there foraging, we have to earn our living to make and cultivating our food. Then we have to go out and earn a living in order to buy it and to have shelter and security. But I still advise people to do a bit of foraging as well. And family is important, however we define family, all our families. Sometimes our health involves the values that we have that aren't suiting us. Why do I think they're not suiting us? Because we're not well when we go and see a herbalist. Right? So sometimes it means saying out loud what's important to us so that we can hear for ourselves. Right? And sometimes a herbalist is able to just pause at the right moment so that you can reflect. All right. So this isn't somebody else telling you what to do. This is actually about learning about yourself. I often describe, you know, what the aim of treatment with herbal medicine, because often people have such bad health when they go and see a herbalist because they haven't realized that they exist, that the treatment program is like 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, lifelong. And somehow people don't question that when they go to the doctor. And the doctor says, you've got to take blood pressure tablets or statins for cholesterol for the rest of your life. And people go, fine. They go to the herbalist and the herbalist says, well, I think the plan of action will be over 6 months, 12 months and 18 months. And they kind of go, oh, God, really? So the fundamentals, I have them all down as Fs. Okay. So we want flavors. So lots of spices. Foraging, the balance of how we earn our living and what time we spend in nature. Fats. We've been trained to be fat phobic in our diet. It's as though fats are bad for us. Processed fats are bad for us. Good fats are good for us. Okay, that's in short. I'll do another podcast about that another time. Family is our connections with friends and family, however we define them. Fun. Often at the end of a long conversation, consultation with people, at the end of the very last, I say, and what do you do for fun? Fun? What's that? We're here to have fun, to enjoy ourselves and to play games and move, dance, sing. Okay, Kat and I know each other from choir. That's one of the connections that we have. And fibre. We all need about 15 grams of fibre. I think the average diet is about 5 or 6. One of the advantages of fibre is that you feel full. There's another F. So, which means that you're not craving the processed food because it's designed to make us crave it. Okay. So in the end, I say to people that really why you're going to see a herbalist is for a diploma in your own health and well-being of you. The steps that are to be encouraged for you to be to successfully intervene in your own future health. Okay, so the future is another F. The role of the herbalist is to mentor and guide that, but also to decide on setting out a ship of herbs to help you. But there's no point in doing that if you don't have the navigation to go in a particular direction, right? So if you're a ship leaving the harbour, you want to know whether you're going to Melbourne or Sweden, right? So you need to set a course and you also need to contribute to the safety and the structure of the harbour walls. And that's what the herbs do. They mean that they have a ship to come back. You have a safe harbour to come back to or to head to because all of this needs to be supported. And the herbalist needs a good direction what the primary driving force of what is particularly influencing you is. Okay, and the priority of that within the herbal blend or blends that you're being advised or the supplements that they might recommend. So that's us for today.
I'm loving that. That's a really great insight into getting into herbs and, yeah, learning about them and the way you've broken everything down. Fantastic. I was continuing listening to you. I was just getting so into it. But definitely, I love that. I love it. Thank you very much. We'd like you to like and share and give us a little comment. If there's anything that you'd like to hear dealers talk about, we are so excited to be doing this for you, and you are excited too, dealers. We want to say thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you again very soon on The Herb Doctor.
I have one more F.
Go on.
Feedback.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with all the social media platforms, and you can leave a message on Spotify as well. On below, you can leave a comment there and we'll always pick it up. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon. We look forward to you joining us on this journey of exploration and learning with the herbal doctor, Dr. Dealish Clare. And we'll be back with you very soon. So thank you very much, and stay tuned.